We are back with a whole new season. Y'all, it has been over a year and 8 months since I've done my last podcast. We are officially back. I have so much to say. It is year 3 of living in the Netherlands. Stay tuned. So we are back with a new season. I don't even know what to call it. Let me just redefine what this podcast means for me. One, this is me authentically on the mic, coming raw, unscripted. I am not here to have a stage podcast. It is really for me to vent in my own space, knowing that it's public, but being open to sharing my journey, and the funny stories, the lessons, the growth, the vulnerability that it all comes with. With that said, we are back. Okay, it has been a minute since my last podcast. I didn't even know I was not podcasting for so long. There were times where I really was like, ooh, this would be so good to talk about. Or I would like, because I love storytelling with my friends. And I feel like I do really good storytelling, at least so they tell me. And I hope that they're not lying to me, but I do think I'm funny. So I feel like there are some things I can laugh at now that within my year of 8 months, maybe just journaling it and talking about it, I can now truly share it. Because it is true. I think so many of us are experiencing, you know, similar things. And I think it's nice to have someone else's story to tap into, to hear those experiences. So what has been going on? What are we about to talk about? I definitely want to talk about dating. I think like everybody wants to know what's happening. Like what's tea, sis? What's tea, Serenity? Okay, so dating. Let's one first define what dating is. Okay, so what is dating for Serenity? Dating is really getting to know the positives and negatives about someone. And Whoa. Let me rewind that back. Okay, because I'm distracted. Hold on. So dating. Dating to me is engaging in someone either because there's a connection or there is an interest, right? You're dating someone because you're interested. You have a connection. You do things together that are of interest to either you or that person, or similar interests, because you are wanting to expose that person to what it is that you're like, because you like this person and you want to share it with them. And so I think that's part of dating. Dating also can be, you know, really intentionally, both of you are intentionally interested and want to see what's happening, or you're intentionally invested in some way, right? And so we're getting to know each other in whatever form that looks like, whether that is going out together, whether that is having sex together, whatever it may be. But for me, dating is really having a connection or interest in someone, sharing what it is that I like to do with that person because I want to invite them into my space, get to know them, and see where it goes. And so to me, that's what dating is. I think there is more to that that I can definitely attach. But for, you know, time's sake, that's to me what it is. So am I dating? No, I am not dating at the moment. Am I open to dating? Yes, I am absolutely open to dating. I feel that I am on a journey of defining what I want dating to look like. I know I want to date someone and be okay with having an open, honest conversation and saying that I may be dating other people, but you know, but I want us to go into the situation with intentionality. Like, okay, so what is it that you're looking for? This is where I'm at. What's your end all be all goal? Like, are you wanting marriage? You know, like, I need to know some things. It doesn't mean that I need to be those things today, but it would be nice to know what are our values and morals as they align. Like, at the end of the day, I could be dating, but there is a goal, unless, you know, you out here just trying to date for the rest of your life, that's great, but that's not where I'm at. So, yeah, that's, I think dating for me in this past year, like, what has it looked like for me in the past year? Wow. So I've been, I don't even know what to call it, y'all. But yes, I've been dating. I've dated someone here in the Netherlands. I dated transatlantic, whatever it may be, across seas in different countries. Yeah, girl is an expat. Okay, so we open to all seas and oceans and countries. So, you know, my love has no borders, no boundaries. Let's just say that. And so while long distance for me is a whole nother topic and conversation and episode, it's, yeah, I'm still dipping and diving and flying and trying. Okay, so I can't say that mutually we may define, me and the persons that I've been speaking to may define the same thing as dating, but to me, if we're going out, if you're in my space, in my house, if you're taking me out, if you're paying for me, if, you know, we're getting to know each other, that's dating. Now, whether you are getting extra out of that, I don't consider that dating. What I consider dating is my time, energy, we're invested. There's something happening. Whether we had a conversation or not, how we met, at some point a conversation could happen. But you date. You date your friends. You vet the people that you're around. Do I like this person's company? I am dating you to figure out who you are and if I'm interested. So I was doing those things, whether it be virtual or in person. And so, yes, I did both. And let me just share this dating experience that I had here in the Netherlands, or this companionship, this not even a friend, because I'm getting to know this person. I don't know them. But y'all, this person that I was spending time with here in the Netherlands was a great guy. Up until the point that he, you know, showed himself, and I was like, we not doing this, right? But we're gonna get there. He was a great guy. How we met. So literally how me and this person met, I was selling an item. An item needed to be picked up. This person, along with some other company, came to pick up the item. I recognized that he wasn't, or didn't sound like he was from here. And then we discovered that we're from both from the States, the US. We exchanged numbers. And, you know, it was nice to see, have a, like, oh, a fellow American. And so he asked for my number, sure, give it to him. And then he followed up by asking if I would like to go out for a drink one day. And so we actually end up going out. And in that night was like, okay, I don't know what it is, but this is a date to me. And so we're going to see where it goes. But also, at this point, let me be clear that where I was in my dating stage was, I have only been talking to people across seas. So I have not yet been talking to anyone in the Netherlands. When he asked me out, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, this is cool. Let me not assume that he's interested, but like, okay, I'm an expat. Like, I get to meet people. And so when we were out, of course, he asked me the question if I'm dating. I said, no, but I am open to dating, right? Because in my mind, I may be talking to people, but I'm not actually dating because we're not going out, whatever, whatever. Again, long distance is a different thing versus like, but another conversation. So, yeah, he explains that he has been dating. You know, his dating life here wasn't what he hoped for. And I was like, okay. So from then, we just would continuously hang out. We did not have another follow-up conversation to say, what are we doing? And I did not want to have that conversation because truly, I wasn't interested in an intimate relationship, but I enjoyed the companionship. I really also honestly just enjoyed the princess treatment. Like, it was good princess treatment. Shout outs to him if he ever hear this one day. So yes, literally this was a person who was down for everything. Like, what? And paid for everything. Now, I am not after nobody's money, okay? I'm not even going to toot my own horn on here, but sis has her own money and she lives abroad in her own apartment. Thank you, God, for this. But it was nice to be treated as a woman should, in my opinion. I recently moved to Amsterdam. He has lived here for several years. He knew spots and he would just take me out. He would be the type like, hey, yo, you want to go out? Yes, absolutely. Pay. Hey, yo, you want to go out? Yes, absolutely. And it was very nice. We enjoyed each other's company. He enjoyed cooking. Oh my gosh, y'all. This man enjoyed cooking. That's what had me thinking, like, I'm not trying to let this go, even if, like, darn, I'm not as interested. But this is nice. This is nice. And this is, to me, dating. Like, why am I so immediate to let it go? Like, he's not doing anything wrong to me. I am enjoying the company. I know my boundaries. And he has not tried anything. And I am just enjoying the moment. Princess treatment was great. You know, he would come to my house. We would cook, eat, you know, just like enjoy. It was really nice. It felt like actual adulting dating. So what happened since then? So I had a friend come in town and, you know, I mentioned to the guy that, oh, you know, I'm having my guest come in. And he was like, oh, word, you know, so, because he's so cool and so hospitable and so dope, he was just like, yo, let me, you know, either cook for y'all or we can just order something. And I'm like, cool, not thinking nothing about it. Like, this is open to all because why? I'm dating. Like, I'm not committed. So I have no problem having my homegirl meet someone that I'm telling her, like, hey, I'm just kicking it, not really, you know, thinking much of it. And because I was intentional, knowing that if he was to ever ask me what we doing, I will be saying, brother, what we're doing is enjoying each other and getting to know each other. But that's as far as it's going to get. Maybe we can develop a friendship, but we're going to rewind it back a little. So the friend comes in town. And so now I'm introducing a good friend to a new friend. Like, okay, great. While I was dating, would you say, this person, and him getting to know me, he would call me a name, Rennie. My name is Serenity. I do not have a nickname. People have tried it very young with Renity or Rennie, and I just never really got in tune with it. I would just say, you know, respectfully, please just call me Serenity. Like, I don't like it. And no offense to the Serenities in the world that have that nickname, because I do think it is cute to have a nickname. I'm grown at this point, so giving me a nickname is like, what are we doing? Like, I'm 28. But like, you can't just drop it on me today. and think I'm gonna just adopt it. So when he called me Rennie, I was like, don't call me that. That's not my name. Like, you know, and now you get to know that. Like, that's that really, we're not doing that. So this friend is in town. Fast forward weeks, months later, we're at dinner. This is her first night meeting him. And in the conversation, he goes, yeah, well, you know, talking to my friend Rennie here, she, and when I say y'all, I was really perplexed. Like, what? I know this man did not just call me Rennie. Like, he know me. Like, that's my name. Like, and did I also not say don't call me that? Why are you calling me Rennie? Y'all, that was the first, like, hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. No, sir. We are not doing this. So that was kind of just like, and that happened throughout the night. This all happened within 24 hours. And so that was something. And then I just felt like he was showing off in a sense of like he knew me in a way that like we've been with each other for a minute. And I wasn't understanding where that was coming from because I've never seen this type of energy, let alone I've never seen him around other people. So this is the first time like, okay, if I'm inviting my tribe around him, this is step one. This is one person. And this is what you show up like, whoa. So he just was all through the night, or through that dinner, I should say, just popping like little, like, I'm not really feeling your vibe, sir. Like, where are you going with this? So then, you know, we both mentioned the idea of like, okay, so because I know we planned for you to cook dinner, go out, let's see what that's about. Are we still doing that? And so he decided to just order us dinner. Now, my friend's in town and there was an event that pops up. If it pops up, we're going to go, especially if we're interested. So I last minute was like, ooh, we're coming, but we're going to be extra late now because we're going to get ready for this party we just last minute want to go to. I apologize. And then we eventually arrive 2-3 hours later after the food was already there. And he was not in a great mood, which I could understand. Like, y'all took, like, I ordered the food and y'all come 2-3 hours later just because I was getting ready for a party. But that's some women for you. You're getting to know me. Not that I really felt bad, but like, I just couldn't rush the situation. And so he asked my friend, what would you like to drink? Then when I opened my mouth to say what I want, he was like, yeah, I already know what you want. And the energy was like, I don't know if I should be turned on or like turned off. Like, you know what I want, but you're so dismissive about it. Like, you don't even know what I want. Like, I was going to say something. You think you know me? Like, all night you've been thinking you know me. I did not like that energy. Because it was like, where was this energy before? And I'm not going to hold you. A few days prior, you know, this person did share with me how he noticed I love princess treatment. I love being taken care of. And I really loved hearing that. Like, yes, I do. And I'm so happy you see that. So I don't know if that was him, like, trying to show that. Like, oh, Rennie, or I know what you like. But it was like, it wasn't hitting how he probably thought it should be hitting, you know? So yeah, that just vibed me the wrong way because he already eaten his food. Now we both eating in front of him, dressed up, looking good. Okay. All right. And I was like, we really do got to go because we're already late now to your house to eat. And we got to go to this party that ends soon. And as soon as, like, you know, I'm like, okay, we got to wrap up a little. But, like, feeling bad, though, y'all. I'm feeling bad because I don't want this man to think, like, I'm just trying to out on him. But it's just my friends in town. And things just came up. Like, just you're getting to know me. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting to know me. And so he said a comment. Like, y'all just going to eat and run. And I was like, okay, this is really my cue to go, because you're upset. And I can see that. And I can respect that. And I'm gonna go. And when my friend's gone, we can check in. You know, that was my mindset. Y'all, as I and me and my friend were walking to the door, putting on our shoes to head out to the party, he's like, I'm gonna send you a tiki for the food. All right, y'all, let's break it down. So your girl lives in the Netherlands. What is a tiki? So a tiki is a comparison to a Zelle or a Venmo or a Cash App. When someone pays for something and you need to split a payment or send a little invoice, like, hey, can you pay me back for the, you know, the snacks I bought, the food I bought, the drinks, the gas, whatever, you send them a tiki in the Netherlands, right? And so when he said he was sending me a tiki before my foot stepped out the door, my back was already to him trying to head out. And he say this, I paused and was like, this, no, 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 no. This is PG, so you know. I'm like, this man. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Y'all, I was like, okay. Because in my head, I'm like, boy, send it. You ain't getting it. Okay. We walk around the corner to the elevator, not even 5 feet away. My phone goes ping. And it was the tiki from the man. he sends the tiki before I leave the building. Before I even step foot off his floor. Y'all, that for me, when I got in the elevator, my friend was like, we didn't say nothing at this point, but the energy all night said itself. She was like, girl, no. And I was like, oh, he is cut off and he ain't getting no tiki, y'all. And so I was really irked about that. Like, it really bothered me, because I was like, damn, how do you send me a tiki for something you offered, suggested, ordered, but because apparently maybe showed up hours late or you feel some type of way or whatever it may be. Or let's really get real. Maybe, you know, he ain't getting no goodies. He sends the damn tiki when all this time you've been paying. He was fed up, y'all. That's just how I take it. And so I did not respond. I did not text. I did not say my feelings. I just kept it silent. The last message is the tiki. Fast forward 2 weeks later from that situation, he calls. I do not answer because I am not trying to be bothered or my energy be off. So I decide I need to put on my big girl panties and do give him a call back, because my mindset and my perspective about dating was, we are here to be intentional. We are here to practice new level growth and communicate and give what you will like to be given onto you as it is in communication. So I call him back, say, hey, I missed your call. What's going on? Right? He goes, hey, you know, I'm calling because I want to apologize. Y'all, I was shocked. I'm like, what? He says, I'm want to apologize if I may have embarrassed you the way I have acted in front of your friend. I realized, you know, I wasn't appropriate or doing what he think could have been better. And I was really shocked by that, because I was not thinking about the behavior. I was more so tight that you sent me a tiki for 40 euros, y'all. Can I say the tiki was 40 euros? That's equivalent to like $43. You, for me and my friend, you send the tiki. Like, here, you pay for you and your friend. Like, wow. So when he later apologized, I said, you know, thank you for saying, I'm actually surprised and shocked that that is the apology. But I appreciate that and I thank you. If it's okay with you and if you have space and allow me, I would like to share with you why I haven't been talking to you. And he's like, sure. And I say, you know, I didn't appreciate you sending me a tiki for something you offered. You suggested, you mentioned. And you're not getting the 40 euros. And he was like, yeah, I definitely figured I wasn't getting that. 40 euros is nothing to me. And yeah, I apologize about that too. Cool. Like, literally, y'all, I felt like, yes, sis. Growth. Get it. And so I felt good. I felt closure for me. And he said, well, I'm about to head out. If it's okay with you, I'll give you a call later. I was taken back by that. You thought we was going to proceed? Yes, indeed. No, we're not. No, we're not. So, yeah, I just was like, oh, okay. And I think he heard in my voice that that meant, oh, okay, because we're not doing that. And y'all, we have not spoken since. And I am completely okay with that. And so that is one of my dating experiences here in the Netherlands, Amsterdam, Netherlands. Because y'all, I just moved to a whole new city. This is now my third apartment. That's a whole new story in itself. But so far, dating, is it whack or is it great? And I have to lean towards, is whack great. Why? Because, you know, I got a few more stories to talk about for about a few more whack brothers out there, you know, based on how they move. But I also believe and am looking forward to the great men that are coming my way and that I will and am interacting with. So there are stories for good and the bad, or the good and the learned. But yeah, I'm gonna need y'all fellas to get it together, for real. Like, get it together, communicate, and, you know, level up. Peace, y'all. Thank you for listening.